Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 35 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Leading for the Lord. Gene Getz and Frank Minnereth. Gene Getz and Frank Minnereth said, "Joshua was a leader, and so are you. When you became a Christian, you inherited a leadership role. You may not be president of a corporation or pastor of a church, but you are a leader in God's great army of believers. For starters, you're called to model Jesus Christ, and that's leadership. Someone is looking to you, your wife, your children, a friend, and how you function at this level of leadership will determine your advancement." Our text today is Joshua 19, verse 51. "These are the inheritance that Eleazar, the priest, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord, at the entrance of the tent of meeting, so they finished dividing the land." Remember how often God told Joshua to be strong and courageous? God repeated this statement to his leader 3 times in the first 9 verses of Joshua 1. Why does God repeat himself? Because Joshua would need strength and courage to lead God's people into the promised land. Today's scripture marks a landmark achievement for Joshua and for God's people. Joshua 19 closes with this incredible statement, "So they finished dividing the land." Joshua had led a multitude of people to conquer and divide the promised land. With the military wisdom of a mighty general, Joshua led Israel into battle. With the cunning intelligence of an accountant, he had led Israel to allocate all the land and the cities. Yet the only reason that Joshua was successful is because he relied on the Lord's power and wisdom. What made Joshua great was God. God brought Joshua great success because of his obedience to follow his word faithfully. God gave Joshua victories because he acted with strength and courage, as the Lord had commanded him to. James Montgomery Boyce makes a great point about Joshua's leadership in his expansive commentary on Joshua. It is worth saying at this point, by way of summary and emphasis, that the outstanding characteristic of this great man, Joshua, was his faithfulness and service to God and God's people to the very end. 90 years old is pretty old. Many people stop any kind of service to God long before that age, and many others, even though at a younger age they are still working, are not very faithful in their work. Not Joshua. Joshua had been given an assignment to conquer and possess Canaan, and he did not quit until that great assignment was completed. In this respect, it's significant that he did not receive his own portion of land until he had done everything he could to destroy the Canaanite strongholds. Joshua's faithfulness to his task did not mean that the people had nothing to do or the need for faithfulness on their part was less important. By dividing the land and dispatching the various tribes to possess it, Joshua acknowledged the people's own responsibility and encouraged them in it. This is important to see, because Christians often regard a strong leader as an excuse for their own lack of achievement. If another is working, they sit back and enjoy the benefits of his or her accomplishment. This isn't right. It is true that God apportions gifts irregularly. In Christ's parables of the talents, one servant received 5 talents of money, another 2, and a third just 1. But the point of these parables is that each servant was responsible for using the talent given to him. The one who refused to use his talent, even though he only had 1, was judged severely. As Christian people, we too, like the Israelites, must possess our possessions. The idea of possessing what has already been given to us by God is a theme many commentators on Joshua develop. particularly those who treat the book as an allegory of the Christian life. They point out, quite rightly, that just as the Jewish people had been given Canaan, but nevertheless needed to possess it mile by mile and person by person, Christians have been given an inheritance that likewise must be possessed through individual attainment. These commentators speak of knowledge, holiness, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Clearly, these are all ours, but we enter into them only to the extent that we continue to understand and appropriate the Bible, draw close and obey to the Lord Jesus Christ, and actually serve others with the gifts we are given. Questions. In what areas of your life do you need to be strong and courageous? Since your future success depends on God's power and your faithfulness, what do you expect God to do through your leadership? What needs to improve in your life spiritually so you can possess your possessions? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving us these possessions. Teach us how to possess them such that we can live fully into the life that you have for us and be the servants that you want us to be. In Christ's name, amen.